You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB. This is the podcast where we talk about baseball throughout this pandemic, and it is part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. On today's episode, which is being dropped on the 23rd day of April 2020, we'll talk about the Red Sox getting away with it and what that means for your pal Sully, that being me. This show is available on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available wherever you get your podcasts. You know how to listen to a podcast. You're listening to my voice right now, unless you're on the website and you're streaming it at LockedOnMLB.com. Look, at during this horrible pandemic, we're trying to all figure out how to get through it. Please be safe. Please don't do anything reckless. And do you know what? Tell your smart device while you're at home to play podcast Locked On MLB. Or check out some of the other great shows in the Locked On Podcast Network. Check out Locked On Astros. Check out Locked On Padres. Check out Locked On Yankees with my friend Stacy Gatsoulias. Check out Locked On Red Sox with Gabrielle. Check out all these really cool DC and Locked On Mariners. He's been a guest. We've cross-pollinated. Lots of great shows. It really is your team every day. Check us out on Twitter at LockedOnMLB_net. We're at LockedOnMLB on Instagram. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter. Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. And I'll tell you what else is going on. It is this weekend, okay? I'm going to be participating in Potapalooza. I'm really excited to be a part of it. It is a virtual festival to raise money for COVID-19 relief. Think of it as like, well, what is it? Like Live Aid, but for podcasts. You buy a ticket, that gives you access to a special Potapalooza podcast where over 100 incredible podcasters, including me, will be showcasing their work. You'll get a festival schedule, and new episodes will drop over the course of the weekend. Listen as they come out, or save the content for later, and the money all goes to Give Directly, which is a nonprofit providing economic relief to families that have been really hit hardest by the pandemic. And we've been thinking about how we can make a positive impact in light of this current crisis, and I'm thrilled to have a chance to do something that I love to do while contributing to this important cause. So, here's the info. The festival goes live this weekend on April 25th, that's day after tomorrow. We'll be featuring Locked On MLB, and there'll be only one way to tune in, and that is to get a ticket. So go to potapalooza.org or plza.org for short. That's plza.org. Tickets are pay what you can, so contribute to the effort, hear from us, and maybe discover a few new podcasts along the way. So please participate in that. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm very, very proud to have been asked to participate. And I recorded a brand new episode. It's not something you've already heard before, and so we created new content for it. So please listen in, and maybe we'll have some new listeners who will start being regulars at Locked On MLB and float along the River Sully with me. All right, you know I was going to talk about it today. It was inevitable that I would talk about it today. But after an exhausted investigation, after looking into the facts, the allegations, and really trying to boil it down, distill it down in the proverbial Bunsen burner, and figure out, all right, who were the perpetrators? Who were the people that were the ringleaders in cheating for the Boston Red Sox when they won the 2018 World Series, but did so under shady circumstances? And how did it mirror the 2017 Astros, of which Alex Cora was one of the main perpetrators of the sign-stealing schemes that they had in Houston? He comes over to Boston, and they started winning at a clip that you've never seen in Red Sox history with the same dude in both places. It turns out that there were cheating elements happening in Boston. But who are we going to get? How is the team going to be punished? What's going to happen? And they found it out. They found out the person in charge of it all. And thank God, thank God we've brought this demon to justice. This person who has caused such a stain on the game of baseball and the person who profited the most from the scheme. Rest easy. This is not a time where we've had a lot of good news, but we can all sleep well at night knowing that they caught J.T. Watkins. J.T. Watkins. Yep. That's all that's boiled down to J.T. Watkins. Who's J.T. Watkins, you may ask? Well, he played in single A in the Red Sox organization. He batted 184 in less than 90 games, never reaching above single A. And he works as a replay operator for the Boston Red Sox. And he has been suspended for the entire 2020 season and is not allowed to work in the replay room in 2021. Yep. They got him. You know, when you see the kingpins of crime being brought to justice, then that to me is just such a wonderful moment. Remember those great montages in Goodfellas and Casino when they're rounding up all the people? The FBI finally comes in at the pinch and they bring him in. Well, guess what? That scene just took place with the Red Sox and Jay. T. Watkins. Seriously? Seriously. I mean, I'm building this up for, hopefully, for a little bit of humor, but the Red Sox got away with it. They got away with it. Unpunished. Unpunished. The punishment came down that Alex Cora is going to be suspended. Well, guess what? He's already suspended. So congratulations. Was he on double secret suspension? They're going to lose a second-round draft pick. Not a first-round draft pick. A second-round draft pick, which in the history of the Red Sox has led to their second-round picks. They've had a couple of good ones. Obviously, Pedroia, Fred Lynn, John Lester. Those are all really great draft picks by the Red Sox, but most of the time it's the Kevin Romines or Bobby Sprawls or Abe Alvarez's of the world. So yeah, they could potentially lose a Lester or Pedroia, but chances are they won't. And J.T. Watkins can't work in the replay room in 2021. That's it. That's it. That's the entire deterrent from cheating. I mean, I thought the Astros got a weak punishment, which is they suspended the manager and the general manager, but no players got punished. And here we are. The Red Sox got even less. And there's no way anyone could look me in the eye and say, hey, they weren't involved in stuff that was as bad as the Astros. I'm sure there was a trash can or something like that going on. I think that's one of the reasons why the Astros thing got so much flack was because the scheme itself seemed so ridiculous. The guy banging the trash cans, it's so obvious to know the advantage of when you know what pitch is coming. I mean, the other podcast I'm doing, which is Bull Durham Minute, a whole sequence of the movie Bull Durham is about if the batter knows what pitch is coming, they're going to automatically hit a big home run. And so if there were things going on, it gives the batters an unbelievably big advantage. But here's the thing that drives me crazy. Let's say this guy, J.T. Watkins, the notorious J.T. Watkins, evidently, according to this, was doing all sorts of things in the replay room that were stealing signs in-game. And that's the rule. You can't use all this technology to steal signs in-game. You can't. And so, apparently players were saying, yeah, he was doing stuff, and now this investigation is saying, yeah, he was doing stuff. But in the end, it doesn't matter if he was doing stuff unless he was relaying that information to players. And those players were using that information to have an advantage. If J.T. Watkins is just looking at the stuff, saying, hey, look at that, is this sign, that means that sign. But I better not tell anybody that, because that would be against the rules. Then we don't have an issue. Then he's just basically, you know, Raymond Babbitt counting the cards at the casino. The problem isn't the counting the cards. The problem is Charlie Babbitt using that to win and cheat at cards. Yeah, I'm throwing some Rain Man references at you. It doesn't matter what JT Watkins does. It matters how the players use that information to their advantage. And you can't say that the players didn't use it to their advantage, because if we knew he was doing it, if you're saying that they weren't using it to their advantage, then what you're saying is JT Watkins was figuring this out in the replay room going, oh boy, I wish I could tell somebody this, but I filled my head with all this information. It's absurd. And if you told anybody, hey, you get to win a World Series, you get to have all these things with the revenue, having the fan base cheering, having the ticket sales, having the merchandise, getting the cable subscriptions, all the things that come along with winning a World Series. And it will cost you a second round pick and some dude in the replay room. I think most teams would make that deal. Teams trade away top prospects. Teams trade away fan favorites like the Red Sox did with Nomar Garciaparra in 2004 to win a World Series. I don't think it will mean that, oh, can we really sacrifice a second round pick and a dude in the replay room? Oh, that's too much of a deterrent. There is no deterrent. And that's the issue. There is no deterrent. One of the things that makes people angry about cheating scandals is it takes away the joy of what should be following that particular pennant race or home run chase or whatever. It means we have to take something that we would normally look at as either bragging rights or a great moment and throw onto it, yeah, but they didn't do it on the level they were cheating. I think it's the main reason people were upset in the steroid era. It wasn't that people were using steroids. I mean, you don't see that same vitriol against steroid users in the NFL. And don't tell me the NFL, they're, just look at NFL players now compared to what they used to look like. Hell, I'll go to the NBA. Look at old NBA games now and, you know, 20, 30 years ago. People look different. Their physiques are different. I'm sure some of it is because of conditioning and everything, and I'm sure some of it has to do with stuff they're putting in their bodies, but you never hear any of the outrage about that. The outrage is because in baseball is that illusion of timelessness. So people were angry that something like a home run record, which used to be the great symbol of the champion, the home run king. I mean, that's what they're called. You're the home run king. And that's when Aaron supplanted Ruth. He became the new home run king. But that moment when Bonds did the same for Aaron, save for diehard Giant fans like my dad, it didn't feel the same because it felt like he got an unfair advantage. You know, I was talking about players who have had 3,000 hits and 500 home runs and how close Miguel Cabrera is to reaching those milestones. When you look at some of the players who have reached those milestones, you'll see the Henry Aarons, you'll see the Willie Mazes of the world, but you'll also see Alex Rodriguez and Rafael Palmeiro on that list. And it kind of makes you go, oh man, do they belong on that list? Should they have had their tickets punched? And so that is why people get upset about cheating in baseball. And now, not in the individual race, but now looking at the biggest prize of all, which is winning the title, which is winning the World Series. And the last three American League pennant winners have gigantic question marks next to them. And yeah, I'm throwing the 2019 Astros into the conversation. I'm sorry, you can't just say, well, they cheated that 1 year, but they learned their lesson. What lesson? What lesson? So yeah, we know the 2017 Astros were cheating. That's not an opinion. We know the 2018 Red Sox were cheating. That's not an opinion. And at that time, when the playoffs were starting in 2019, and the cheating stuff had not become public, why wouldn't the Astros be cheating? When you start hearing all these things about, well, did this person have a buzzer? Did this person have an advantage? I'm not dismissing that. What deterrent are there? What deterrents do the Astros have to not cheat moving forward, or any other team for that matter? Look, when this thing broke and this started to become public after the World Series in 2019, okay, I said there was something kind of funny and silly about it all, because it isn't life or death thing, it isn't medical things, it isn't actual crimes being committed. But as much as cheating is part of the landscape of baseball, so is being caught and paying the punishment for it. The Red Sox and the Astros were caught, but they weren't punished. There's no deterrent. The punishment is so minimal that it's more for corking a bat. Albert Bell got a bigger punishment for giving a forearm shiver to Fernando Vina. God bless you if you remember that reference. And this is where the Players Association wet the bed. This is where the Players Association had to step in and say, hey, we got to protect our own. Something else I've been saying right from the start. The players were the ones who used the information from the garbage can. The players are the ones who used the information from JT Watkins. The players were the ones cheating. Not one player has had anything resembling a punishment, save for Carlos Beltran, who was already retired. So if you're a player, why wouldn't you? Oh, you're going to lose a replay operator for 1 year? What do? You get together the players. Hey, look, this guy's going to help us cheat. If we get caught, he gets suspended. But let's all pool our money together. How much does a replay operator get? I don't know. But if you have all 25 men in the roster each throw 10 grand into a bucket and said this will get us a World Series championship, each one of the players is a millionaire. Throw 10 grand into a bucket. So if this guy gets caught and suspended, he has $250,000 to live for a year. All right? You can stay in my guest house. So what player has had anything resembling a punishment? This is where the Players Association had to step up, because they dropped the ball during the steroids era by protecting the users and not the people not using, and forced players in a situation where they had to take PEDs to keep up. Well, now you're forcing players and teams to say, well, then I guess we have to cheat. I guess we have to cheat because there's no deterrent for people who do. And if the owners can't do that and the commissioner can't do that because they're trying to avoid a labor war, then it's up to the Players Association saying, no, we got your backs, players who play it right. We got your backs, players who play it clean. We got your backs. We didn't have your backs in the PED scandal, and that turned into a fecal matter show. So, nope, Tony Clark et al., you got to start suspending players. Who got that information, who used it, and suspend them? You got to do it. You got to do it if you're going to show that there's going to be any deterrent moving forward. Because, seriously, why wouldn't you? Baseball has said it's okay to cheat. That's not my opinion. That's what they're saying. It's okay to cheat, players. Do what you need to do. Some other people will take the fall, but you'll be fine. You'll be fine. I don't look at the 2018 Boston Red Sox as the World Series champs. I don't. I mean, it was fun when it happened, but so was the Maguire-Sosa home run chase, for that matter. I grew up a diehard Red Sox fan. I've been a Red Sox fan my whole life. I don't look at the 2018 title as anything as something that was fun that happened on what was not exactly a great time in my life, and it was nice to have it, but I'm not going to brag about it ever. I'm not probably even going to watch the clips ever again. And it's making me question whether or not I even am a Red Sox fan anymore. I did a whole podcast last week about how I no longer can relate to Boston fans. They've evolved into something that I'm not. And if I don't feel a connection with the fans and can't feel the joy when they win a World Series, maybe I'm just a baseball fan now. That's a distinct possibility in the topic of another podcast. But the fact of the matter is, the Red Sox got away with it. So did the Astros. But it stinks. And it shouldn't be that way. And baseball dropped the ball. And the Players Association is probably going to drop the ball. And teams are going to look up. And if they know another team is doing something, they know that there's no deterrent. And that's a situation that's going to be very harmful for baseball moving forward. You know what? Mike Fiers spoke up. And you may not like the fact that he spoke up, but he did. And now the cat's out of the bag. And what are they going to do? And so far, with both Houston and Boston, and, of course, I'm looking very hard at that 2019 Astros team and say, really? Are we going to treat that like they legitimately won the pennant? Really? Really? Why? Why? And there lies the rub. That now we're going to start looking at titles and say, did they really do it? Did they really do it? The same way that we look at players, even if they don't have a positive test, and say, really? Jeff Bagwell, skinny kid with no power, hangs out with Ken Caminiti, turns into Paul Bunyan and a Hall of Fame slugger. Really? There's nothing suspicious about that. And that's not fun. That's not fun. And this is supposed to be fun. Remember fun? Well, I promised I was going to do one of the simulated World Series, and I am going to do one. Actually, I have done it. But I had to address this topic for today. So for those of you who are Cincinnati Red fans who enjoy listening to this podcast, rest assured your alternate universe 2012 is coming up tomorrow. But this show is available on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app. We're available in all the places where you get your podcasts. And when you are at home, being safe, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB, or check out some of the other great shows of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it is your team every day, including Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Scott Cullen. Talking about how the cheaters have gotten away with it and how I'm not happy about that, this is the lead story for Locked On MLB for the 23rd day of April 2020. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.